AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. The college football playoff quarterfinals are set after three first-round games on Saturday. We start with a matchup between Texas and Clemson in Austin. Here's correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
Fifth-seeded Texas is moving on in the college football playoff after beating 12th-seeded Clemson 38-24 in the first round. The Longhorns amassed 292 rushing yards and four rushing touchdowns, including a team-high 146 yards and two scores for Jaden Blue, who credits his offensive line for the success.
We made a big emphasis, you know, that we was going to have to run the ball in order, you know, to win this game. So, you know, like I said, you know, I credit these guys. You know, those guys are the reason that those two touchdowns happened.
Denny Cap has the story from Penn State's battle with SMU at Beaver Stadium.
Mike, Catron Allen runs in a pair of touchdowns as Penn State smothers SMU 38-10 to advance to the quarterfinals of the college football playoffs. Allen ran for 70 yards and two scores to help the Nittany Lions advance to the Fiesta Bowl on New Year's Eve, where they'll take on third seed Boise State. Penn State's defense made its mark early, helping the Nittany Lions get out to a 14-0 lead by returning a pair of interceptions for touchdowns and a 28-0 lead at the half, handing head coach James Franklin the 100th win of his career.
Maybe the best performance on the defensive side of the ball that I've seen in a half. We talk about three interceptions, two for touchdowns. That's why you recruit linebackers that play running back.
AP correspondent Dave Ferry tells us what happened between Ohio State and Tennessee in Columbus.
Ohio State has reached the CFP quarterfinals with an emphatic 42-17 pounding of Tennessee. It took the Buckeyes just over 2 minutes to take the lead for good as Will Howard hit Jeremiah Smith for a 37-yard touchdown. Howard was 24 of 29 for 311 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception.
Having the 2 or 3 weeks that we had to get ready for these guys, I think, you know, gave us a little bit of an edge. And, you know, we were able to really break them down and figure out what we liked, what we didn't like, and figure out what we were doing well.
On to the NFL, where Craig Heist reports on an AFC North showdown between the Steelers and Ravens in Baltimore.
Lamar Jackson threw three touchdown passes, and Marlon Humphrey returned an interception 37 yards for a score early in the fourth quarter as the Ravens beat the Steelers 34-17 to earn a playoff spot and pull into a tie with Pittsburgh for first place in the AFC North. Derrick Henry rushed for 162 yards on 24 carries.
You know, you got to bring it every time, you know, you play these guys, you know, but, you know, we don't try to make it so much about, like, the rivalry. We try to focus on us and what we need to do. You know, we play the way we know how, then, you know, we give ourselves a chance.
Both teams are 10-5 and play Christmas Day. The Steelers will host the Chiefs while the Ravens visit Houston.
In Kansas City, the Chiefs met the Texans. Here's Ian Eklund with the story.
After an early exit in Week 14 with an ankle injury, Patrick Mahomes ran 15 yards for a touchdown on the Chiefs' first possession to set the tone en route to a 27-19 win over the Houston Texans. Mahomes added 260 yards through the air and connected with rookie Xavier Worthy on an 8-yard touchdown pass.
We were able to go out there and win, and now we move on to another great football team, and we want to try to fight to get that number one seed so we can be playing here at Arrowhead, but it's going to take our best football every single week.
Coming up, a Major League Baseball Hall of Famer passes away, along with the day in the NBA, NHL, and men's college hoops. Baseball Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson has passed away at the age of 65. Henderson is MLB's all-time stolen base leader with 1,406. He was a 10-time All-Star. The Guardians traded All-Star first baseman Josh Naylor to the Diamondbacks and signed free agent Carlos Santana to a one-year $12 million contract. The Yankees and first baseman Paul Goldschmidt have agreed to a one-year $12.5 million deal, according to a person familiar with the negotiations. NBA, Cleveland's now 25-4 after a 126-99 win over Philadelphia. The Celtics crushed the Bulls 123-98. Jason Tatum, 43 points, 16 rebounds, and 10 assists. The Knicks took down the Pelicans 104-93. Milwaukee was a 112-101 winner over Washington. Utah beat New Jersey 105-94. The Grizzlies won for the 20th time, defeating the Hawks 128-112. Orlando beat Miami 121-114, getting 32 points off the bench from Cole Anthony, impressing Magic head coach Jamal Mosley.
He was incredible tonight. And I want to say this for the team, for the group, for people that won't understand what this kid does. He hasn't been playing great basketball, and he'll tell you that. and he never stopped working.
Elsewhere, it was Lakers 103, Kings 99, San Antonio 114, Portland 94, Victor Wembanyama 30 points and 10 block shots for the Spurs. Mavericks 113, Clippers 97, Golden State 113, Minnesota 103, and Detroit 1 in Phoenix 133-125. NHL, there were four overtime games. The Predators beat the Kings, and Edmonton got past San Jose by 3-2 scores. The Flyers edged the Blue Jackets, and Ottawa defeated Vancouver by 5-4 margins. There were two shutouts as Jacob Markstrom and the Devils blanked the Penguins 3-0. Connor Hellebuck and the Jets were winners 5-0 over the Wild. Calgary beat Chicago 6-4. Boston took care of Buffalo 3-1. The Sabres have lost 13 straight. The Islanders were 6-3 winners in Toronto. Bo Horvat with a goal and two assists.
Everybody contributed tonight, all the way from the goaltending to, you know, our defense. Sure, just won a big one for us there. So a lot of guys contributing. A lot of guys played well. Good team effort tonight against a good hockey team.
Montreal defeated Detroit 5-1, and the Golden Knights beat the Kraken 6-2. NCAA men's basketball, Ohio State upset number 4 Kentucky 85-65. Number 2 Auburn rolled past number 16 Purdue 87-69. Elsewhere in the top 10, number 5 Duke beat Georgia Tech 82-56. Number 7 Florida blasted North Florida 99-45. And number 10 Oregon was a 76-61 winner over Stanford. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero vinyl plank flooring. It provides a genuine weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active households. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save